Well, sir, I said to a fella t'other day, now, whereabouts in New York do you folks get your washing done? I allowed when I left home I'd have enough to do me, but I've stayed here a little bit longer than I calculated on, and if I don't get some washing done pretty soon, I'll have to go and jump in the river. Well, he showed me a place around the corner where he said feller done all the washing, and I went around there, and there was a sign on the window that said hop quick or hop soon or jump up and hop or some other hop, and I went in, and there was one of them heathen pigtail Chinese. Well, I told him I'd like to get him to do some washing for me, and he commenced talking some outlandish lingo, sounded like, oh, ah, do we, oh, nang, ah, do we, oh, nang, ah, do we, nang, ah. Well, I give him my clothes, and he give me a little ticket, and I know that no living mortal man could ever read it. Well, I showed to a feller on the outside, I says, mister, in the name of all that's good and bad, what do you call that thing? He says, well, sir, that's a sort of a lottery ticket. Every time you leave your clothes there to give them washed, they give you one of them tickets, and then you have a chance to draw a prize of some kind. I says, well, now, I want to know how much is a doggone thing worth? He said, oh, about 10 cents. Well, I told him if he wanted it for 10 cents, he could have it. I didn't want to get tangled up in none of them lottery gambling business. Well, he gave me 10 cents and took the ticket. In a couple of days, I went around to get my washing, and that pigtail heathen, he wouldn't let me have them because I'd lost that lottery ticket. I says, now looky here, mister, hop along soon. If you don't hop around and get me my collars and cuffs and other things what I left here, I'll flop you in just about a minute. And he commenced to be yelling, oh, nah, tui, oh, nah, tui, nah, tui, nah, tiki. Well, sir, I got a hold of him less than a minute. We was rolling around on the floor. First I was on top, and then old Hopshoon was on top, and then I was on top, and you couldn't tell which one of us a pigtail belonged to. Well, when I got out of there, I had somebody's washing in one hand and about 5 yards of that pigtail in the other hand, and old Hopshoon was jumping up and down and yelling, ah, do we, oh, ah, do we, ah, do we, ah, police, police. Gosh, I had an awful time with that heathen critter.